This was a TV show that I hadn't gone near for my entire life, and then all of a sudden I thought I'd better have a look at this year's series of Survivor just because Abby Holmes is on it, and I thought I'd better just check it out, and in the end, watched every single second of it. She's been good enough to join us in the studio. She's a great part of the family here on SEN. Abby, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jack. How are you going?
Nice to get you in Melbourne as well for once.
I know. I've been a bit of a jet setter this year. An insane kind of 9 months.
And now you're back. What are your movements currently?
Well, it's obviously the off season now, so time to visit some family in Adelaide and Darwin, and then Keegan and I are bouncing over to Bali for a week or so.
Bouncing over to Bali.
From Darwin, it's the next closest thing.
It's like 4 hours, 3 hours or something.
Two hours.
Goodness.
So we're going to head over there in a week or so, and just that's our chill out time because it has been an insane year.
Now we'll talk about your footy and what you're doing next and what the plans are, but I wanted to talk to you about Survivor, because any time during the series of Survivor that I raised it on this show, and I actually got myself in trouble a couple of times by telling people what had happened who hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
They wanted to watch it on catch up and all that sort of stuff. It went nuts. So I thought, well, if you're in Melbourne, it's a great chance to get you in and actually talk about it. How was the experience now that it's all done?
Yeah, look, it was incredible. By far the hardest thing that I've ever done in my bloody life, like hands down, but at the same time, the best. I made lifelong friends out of it. I found, I guess, so many things out about myself. Mental toughness. I've always known that I'm mentally strong, but you go to a different level on that show. You know, I did 46 days of no shower, no brushing my teeth, no bed. The small things in life, pillows, blankets, that kind of thing. But then also being away from your partner and your family, like that was certainly a big test.
No brushing the teeth.
I know.
See, I just thought, we had this debate at home a couple of times. We're like, surely they give them a toothbrush and toothpaste.
And you know what? The amount of messages I got on Instagram just being like, so how do you brush your teeth? How do you brush your hair? How do you shower? I'm just like, guys, you don't. Like, you do not do any of those things.
I think surely we figure that you don't shower and all that sort of, you don't get to take a GHD in with you and all that sort of stuff as a hair straightener, but surely a toothbrush is.
No, and that was one of the things I said to Keegan as well, my partner. I said, nah, like that's hygiene. You know, you need to be able to brush your teeth. And he was like, I don't think you really understand how real it is. We used charcoal from the fire and we used baby palm fronds as the brush.
Ah.
Baby palm fronds. So if you ever find yourself in a jungle without a toothbrush.
I hope not, to be honest. Unless I'm on a series of Lost, I hope not.
That's the secret. Yeah. Baby palm fronds and some charcoal.
There you go. Hey, tell us about the alliances.
Yeah.
To me, that would be the hardest part. You struck up an immediate alliance with the Sporty Seven, they were called early on.
Yeah.
Would you have been buggered without that, do you think?
No. Look, obviously Steve Bradbury, day one, said, well, how convenient. There's seven athletes here. Let's all just band together and ride it out till tribe swap or merge however long we can go, and then it's game on. But one thing that Steve and Bradbury didn't really understand is how to manage people.
I was hoping we'd talk about Steve and Bradbury at some point. We may as well just do that now.
No, but, you know, it's well documented, obviously. When you go into the Survivor experience, you need to form very strong alliances with people you trust and people that you genuinely want to have a good time with.
Yeah.
And, you know, Steve Bradbury, yes, he put all of us in this group of seven, but he didn't speak to me outside of that. You know, he didn't really put any time, effort and energy into getting to know me as a person. He just thought he could kind of band us together and then sit pretty. But Survivor is such a social game. It is super important to build strong relationships. You're out there without your family or friends, so these people very quickly become your family. And, you know, after about day three or four, I was naturally gravitating to the likes of Janine, Pia, Luke, Dave, Ross. So that's the alliance I wanted to create and be a part of. So it was a very easy flip in the end.
This is not just specifically to you, but I'm sure you all spoke about it. Is it hard to have conversations where you're not necessarily telling all of the truth to people? I'm with you. We're tight.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah. And this is the hardest thing for me because I'm a very trusting person. Like, I will look at you right now and believe everything that you say because I
trust
you.
That's dangerous.
I take you for face value. Whereas you go into this experience of Survivor where I forgot it was a game half the time. You know, I was just having good conversations with my friends and then had to bring myself back down to earth and say, oh, Habs, remember it's a game. That was the really hard thing, trying to differentiate what conversations were real and what was fake.
Yeah. You have to turn up your sort of bull twang meter a little bit, don't you?
Yeah.
You can keep sending your text through to Abby, 0433 98 11 16. I told you this would go nuts once we started talking about it. Someone has asked here, I have to know for a bet.
Okay.
Do you get sunscreen on Survivor?
Yes. Look, sunscreen and bug spray are necessities out there.
Oh, yeah.
So that is obviously provided from production, but outside of that, you have zero help.
I can't even imagine some of the things like toothpaste and mattresses and stuff that I'd say you'll probably never take any of them for granted again, will you? If you go to a hotel and think, oh, gee, this mattress is a bit rough.
I know. Try sleeping on the ground and bamboo for 46 days. But, you know, I myself went into that experience being like, you know, how real is this thing? You know, do they give you cups of tea on the sidelines or sneak you a little bit of food on the sly?
Cups of tea?
Nah. Absolutely nothing? Zero help. So it is incredibly real. It's so raw. And, yeah, you never experience anything like it.
We were talking about alliances and then when they had to flip, because it gets to a point in the game where it is a game and you do have to move away from things.
Yeah.
When you had to make a move on Simon Black.
Oh, broke my heart.
I know. Sorry to bring this up because it did break your heart. And I knew going in how much you idolised Blackie as a youngster. How hard was that?
Oh, it was so tough. Simon Black, you know, as a teenager, I absolutely adored that guy. Mm. You know, I obviously a sensational footballer in his own right and easy on the eye, which was probably more important to me as a 13-year-old.
Sure. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
But outside of that, he's just one of the best people you will ever meet in your life. You know, he's so genuine and just one of the best people that I had out in that game. And to have to get to the stage where I turned on him did break my heart. But Survivor sent Simon a little bit crazy, he'll admit it. Yeah, he got.
Was that why he had a non-speaking role on the show?
No, he did talk. He did talk. but it's so funny. I rang him a couple of weeks ago before his elimination and he's like, oh, Kath, his wife. Kath, so did you even go to Fiji? Did you actually even appear on Survivor? But, yeah, so that was really tough having to turn on your nearest and dearest. But in saying that, he's such a physical beast and he could have just gone on an immunity rampage and found his way in the top two.
More with Abby after this. Keep your text coming through 0433 98 11 16. AK says the trick to Survivor is someone says 100%, they're lying. Is that right?
Agreed.
It's the Subway lunch hour. Join us. New hot grilled wraps are at Subway.
And Abby for the champions. Go! Abby's reputation on the line here. Abby's had a lot of practice at this.
Very quickly, Abby.
Will it pay off? It's nerds! Champions! Win reward!
Splitting the middle, Abby Holmes. Winning one of the challenges that was up for grabs. Well played by you.
Oh, no pressure on that one, was it? You know,
didn't miss.
Oh, everybody was
Were you six from six?
Oh,
something like that?
I kicked a couple. Yeah. But, you know, when you've got Simon Black and ET in your side as well, they both kind of looked at me and said, well, you've kicked 100 goals. You can be our main kicker.
Wrong ball for ET.
Wrong ball.
Yep.
But, yeah, it was heavy, that ball, because obviously it got wet. Mm. So every time I got it, I just tried to squeeze all the water out of it and managed to kick a few through.
Keep your text coming through on the Speckle text machine, 0433 98 11 16. I swear to you, Abby, that there would be north of 25 texts from people asking, what did you do for a toilet on Survivor?
Oh, gosh. It's not the most glamorous of of facilities out there. So, yeah, we do have a long drop, but there's only one that you obviously need to share between everybody in your tribe.
Wow.
There's no, you know, male and female ones. It's just one on the island and, yeah, you got to wait your turn.
Also coming through from the text, Pete wants to know, was there any romances between anyone on Survivor? Are you allowed to talk about this? There was a rumour with a couple of people, wasn't there?
Oh, there's a few rumours that always float around, but I can promise all of the SEN listeners right now that Survivor is the most unsexy situation that you will ever find yourself in.
I thought as soon as you spoke about toothpaste.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm like, there's no way that you would even.
No way. No. So there definitely wasn't. In our season, I'm sure there has been prior seasons, but none on season four.
Would you have done anything differently?
Not trust Luke Toki on that final tribal council.
There is a player.
Yeah. Oh, isn't he sensational?
Yeah, he's a star.
But that's the thing. Like, I thought Luke and I were tied, and then going into that tribal council, bang, blindside. But it's the game, isn't it? You got to respect the game and not have any, you know, hard feelings against the players. He's a legend.
Was that hard because you hadn't known a lot about Survivor? Keegan probably knew more about Survivor than you do. Was it hard playing Survivor, coming up against people like Luke, like Harry, who were, and Andy, who's sort of creepy in a way, but were absolute Survivor nerds?
Well, that's the thing. There are super fans that go into this game, as you just mentioned. So for me, not knowing a hell of a lot about Survivor before going in, I had to learn on the go, really. I had to teach myself the game as I went along. You know, there was a few people in that situation, like John and Roscoe. They didn't necessarily know the game at all.
Roscoe didn't seem that interested in the game, to be honest.
He was in his element, though, just having a good time with some mates. It was really hard. But in saying that, I learned quickly. So I was, you know, really proud of the game that I played, having not had much experience or knowledge of the game prior.
When Roscoe went down.
Oh,
what was that like? Because you sort of don't really expect that.
No, and that was honestly the worst day out there for all of us. Day 28 that came, and, you know, I had just swung over from platform to platform. Mm. I'd thrown the rope back to Roscoe to come over, and, was literally about to catch him coming over, and then bang, the rope snapped, the knot came undone. So that was devastating for all of us.
Yeah, and even the injury, like, you sort of think, maybe rolled his ankle or something, but broken ankle.
He broke it. He's had two surgeries and he's still, you know, got a long way to go in his rehab process. And it is Ross's livelihood to surf. He still does that as a full-time profession.
Mm.
But, you know, one thing I will say is from a Channel 10 perspective, I'm really proud of the way that they showed that incident, because it's not like they tried to shy away from anything.
Yeah.
You know, they know it was a complete freak accident. They had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people go across that to test it, as they do with every challenge. And unfortunately, the rope broke, but they showed it perfectly.
Pia is the winner?
Yeah.
What did you think?
Oh, look, Pia's one of my girls. You know, it was Janine.
One of the originals,
Pia,
wasn't she?
Yeah. Janine, Pia, and I were thick as thieves for as long as we possibly could in the game until it got to that pointy end.
Mm.
So I'm so glad that one of us won it. You know, and to see Pia's husband, Luke, and Lily and James, their kids, run out there on the final show. It was just incredible. They're such a great little family, and I'm so happy for them.
Is it incredible in a way that you made two besties out of the show?
Oh.
You're a professional athlete and a media performer, an actress and a CEO of one of the biggest companies in Australia.
And that's the thing. These are the kind of people that I've had the opportunity now to rub shoulders with. You know, Janine, she's now one of my best mates. There's no doubt about it, and so is Pia. So to surround yourself with people who, you know, have similar, I guess, thoughts and beliefs in life and whatnot. I was very lucky to have experienced 46 days with them and to have learnt so much from them along the way.
Does she like being called the godmother?
No, she absolutely hated it.
I didn't think she would.
She hated it. But in saying that, you know, Dirty Harry as well. Would you rather be called the godmother or Dirty Harry Cockroach?
I don't know about cockroach. That's not great. I wouldn't have thought. Off the text, hi, Abby. I'm an enormous Survivor fan and you were incredible. This season was easily the best Australian series so far, but one of the best ever. You were great to watch and we'd love to see you on Survivor again one day.
You never know. That's very kind.
One day you might bob up on there again.
One day maybe.
You want to find out after this what you're doing next. Besides travelling and being on a plane and going to Bali and all the cool stuff, we'll find out about AFLW, what it all looks like for you next. And it's amazing. Some people have just worked out that Keegan would be here because there's love for Keegan off the text as well.
Bless.
Jamie says, Keegan should be playing AFL. Had a great year in the waffle. He did have a fantastic year in the waffle. More with Abby next. Couple more minutes with Abby Holmes before we let her go in the Subway lunch hour. The new hot grilled wraps are at Subway. We've been talking Survivor, which was a wonderful experience, but you are a footballer, Abs. So what's next from that point of view?
There we go.
Sorry.
You turned me off.
Sorry.
I had surgery in December last year. I had a microfracture done on my right knee. So that obviously set me out of season 3. And then I've had a bit of a broken rehab being out of the country for a couple of months here and there.
And you had a little tweak of the knee during Survivor as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that was a bit scary. But it was fine. And, so I was with Richmond in their VFLW program this year, just in the rehab group, and they were sensational. Like Tommy Hunter, Kate Sheehan have a sensational system going on down there at Punt Road. And then I've nominated WA this year, obviously with Keegs being over in the West. So I've spoken of Frio and West Coast, but in saying that, I haven't played footy for a little while. So we'll see what happens.
So if not, we have a run around again in the VFLW next year?
Yeah, well, that'll be the plan, just to get this knee right over the summer, get the kilometres ticking through the legs and then come back firing for a VFL season and then see what happens after that. But yeah, I do want to get back to playing, but in saying that, if I'm not playing AFLW next year, at least I can still be a part of the broadcast with Seven, so that's exciting.
And AFL Nation as well. Don't forget AFL Nation,
Abs. Of course, of course. But yeah, obviously.
Jules might be listening. Yeah.
Love you, Jules.
Just on Richmond before I let you go, I did want to ask you about what they're doing with their AFLW program.
Yep.
They just seem to get it right from the start. Like to a person, all I hear is good things about Tommy Hunter and what Kate's doing as well. Yeah. They just seem to understand what it takes to build a program.
And Barmy as well.
Yeah.
Like there hasn't been an integration as such with the Richmond VFLW or AFLW side. It has been a bang. They're there. This is obviously what we expect. This is what we're doing. This is our culture. You live and breathe it. So it hasn't been like introducing these sides into the football club. It's bang. They're there. Just embrace it. So they've just got really good systems all the way from, you know, their footy department through rehab, strength conditioning, all of that jazz. It's just sensational to be around, and the girls have just made it all that better.
They're going to hit the ground running, aren't they?
They're going to hit the ground running. Yep. And you look at the names that they've got for AFLW, Monique Conti, she's an absolute freak, juggling two sports, bless her. You know, Sabrina, Katie Brennan, the likes of. So, yeah, they're going to have a really good side in their inaugural year, which is exciting.
They look very, very good. So, Bali in a couple of weeks.
Yes. So, between from grand final, we've been Melbourne, Perth, Melbourne, Adelaide, Darwin, Bali, Darwin, Melbourne. So, back for spring racing, which will be good.
Back for spring. Good time of year to be back for spring racing as well. Yeah.
Isn't it? It's a great time of year. So, yeah, I'm excited to come back and, be a part of it.
Hey, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. You're in your off season quite literally at the moment. So, thanks for finding half an hour. It's been great to have you in.
No, thanks for having me. Good to chat.
And thanks to everyone for their texts as well. A lot of love for Abby off the text for her work in Survivor and, of course, her work with us on AFL Nation. Don't forget us, Abby, on AFL Nation now that you're a big star.